This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station right here, Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail center drivers hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices and in between. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and, of course, the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And then, of course, we've also got our Amazon warehouse people working tonight as our Amazon drivers are out doing their job, too. Thank you so very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, all the same way, Captain's America, lowercase, Captain's America, put the word all together. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from, well, let's see, it's not so frozen right now, so it might be a little wet up there, but joining us from Michigan, it would be none other than Ron Edwards! There he is, here he comes to save the day! That being said, Ron Edwards is on the way! All right. Are you done? Are you ready?
Good day. Good morning.
It's all of that and the above. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices and beliefs. Now, got to start talking about something comedic, if you will. Chris Rock, is he a Republican?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, he took aim at the possible arrest of Donald Trump, joking at those who would arrest him and saying that they're stupid because it would likely make the former president a whole lot more popular than he already is.
No, that's true. I believe so, because it's totally unjust what they're doing to the president. I didn't think that you could even get away with doing something on this level to a former president for such a, low-level activity, using his own money to pay, allegedly, to pay someone off. And it didn't harm any other individuals or whatever. It's a personal matter. I just think that people like Mr. Bragg have gone to Nutsville in their hatred for Donald Trump, and are trying to find any way to bring harm to the guy. And many Democrats are looking at this and saying, "Hey, this has gone too far." I mean, I was shocked I even saw on CNN where some of the folks there were saying this is just ridiculously partisan or whatever and unfair to Donald Trump.
Well,
so you don't have to be a Republican or a conservative to see that this is just totally going to Nutsville here.
A lot of the reason is because, for those that have been following, the statute of limitations has run out on the original charge.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
That's number one. You can't suddenly reinvent something and take everything that was there and stick it in a felony docket from a misdemeanor docket and say, well, here we go, we got this charge, because it hasn't been tested by any courts to see if it would even hold its own weight.
True. And I just think that this is going to, as they continue to press on this little trashy stuff, it's just going to backfire on the Democrats in a big way. So in a way, politically, I hope they keep going. It shows how petty and foolish they are, and it's going to backfire.
Well, yeah, it is, and of course it'll really be a great help to Stormy Daniels.
Oh my goodness!
You know, there you go.
Yeah, but it won't hurt Donald Trump either, because this is, when you look at the grand scheme of things, and you see that this guy, in my opinion, he's a Soros lackey, talking about Mr. Bragg, and like many of the people in his position around the country are, and it's all political. It has nothing to do with going after real criminals. In fact, you're aware, Captain, that the guy is releasing, overseeing the releasing of dangerous criminals onto the streets of New York City. You can rob someone, beat up an old woman, get arrested at sunrise, you know, early in the morning, and before sundown, get back out in the streets. So this is all trashy developments here.
Well, he's the employee of one George Soros. That's who got him in there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as many other people around the country in that position.
So that's where you got to start. You got to get rid of George Soros and reduce him as being an influence. I don't know how you do it, but there's got to be a way.
They could have gotten rid of that guy a long time ago. I mean, the United States has just gotten rid of dictators around the world in the past, and I don't know why they can't get rid of that guy, Soros.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more with Ron Edwards and the Edwards Notebook 2 and all that good stuff. And we'll also drink a little coffee when we come back. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am the Captain, Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Recently, the annual Oscar Award Show drew its third lowest ratings ever. That's a good thing, but it was brought to my attention that actress Angela Bassett was fit to be tied after she did not receive a little golden Oscar. I'm Ron Edwards, on today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup. Ever since the days of actress Dorothy Dandridge, black female actresses, for the most part, have been treated better than black male actors, with the exception of superstars like Denzel Washington, Samuel L. Jackson, and Will Smith, before his chronic simp tendencies drove him to Nutsville. Ms. Angela Bassett expected to win an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress, in which she and other female characters in the movie Black Panther Wakanda Forever basically acted out a fantasy where females indirectly controlled everything, including the king, who is basically a simp who depends a bit too much on the dominating female characters. Bassett believed that she, not Jamie Lee Curtis, deserved that Oscar and acted like a spoiled brat when she was not awarded the little Oscar. Her entitled mindset is typical of black elites who feel that they are entitled due to an emotional, it's all about me, entitled mentality that does nothing but renders them less deserving of any recognition. I'm Ron Edwards. See ya on the next page from the Edwards Notebook.
Alrighty, and this edition of the Edwards Notebook and Ron Edwards segment is brought to you by our friends at Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Now, Constitutional Grounds is a delicious hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than most other brands. And that's why I like it. Now, I got some right here. I'm going to give it a big try. Mm. Oh, boy. Let's get another slug here. Mm. That is so good. And again, it's not acidic, okay? It's almost like drinking a bottle of water that tastes like coffee, but it's coffee. That's what I like about it. Now, you can go to the website, dronedwards.com, that's dronedwards.com, and you'll see the Constitutional Grounds coffee display that's right there. And you can make your purchase. You can use the code RE20, RE20. Save yourself a 20% discount. And don't forget, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee that
you want in your cup.
There was that masked man. He rode through that horse again. Okay, you got it. And it's good coffee, so give it a shot. Now, I drink mine iced. I like the iced coffee, but I'm assuming iced coffee is just cool compared to the hot, so it's all got to be good, right?
It's very delicious, absolutely.
Delicious feel so. All right. Now, the State Department faces a subpoena if it doesn't deliver on repeated document requests related to U.S. withdrawal of troops and the information from Afghanistan, according to the House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman, Representative Mike McCaul of Texas.
Now, Blinken is going to be appearing, I think it's tomorrow, before the committee to discuss President Joe Biden's budget request for 2024. From its broader January 12th request, the committee identified on January 30th three highly specific immediate priority items that are well known to the department. Now, all of those items specified on March 3rd could be produced extremely quickly. They were genuinely prioritized by the department. McCaul has made it a priority for the panel to investigate the hasty U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. And, you know, critics have rightfully blamed the United States intelligence and Biden administration for failing to identify
right.
any warning signs of the government and cabal, which did would and did collapse, and for not having an effective plan to evacuate American and Afghan allies, and I'll add the leaving behind of billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of military equipment, which are now in the hands of our enemies.
Now, our Governor Ron DeSantis, who still hasn't said he's running for president, sank to his lowest level of support since the tracking began back in December. As the latest Morning Consult survey, a poll was released on Tuesday, showing that only 26% of potential Republican primary voters are backing the Florida governor. I'm not concerned about that, and I still am not convinced he's running for president.
And I hope he doesn't, because I think, as I've stated in the past, we need great governors like DeSantis to stay right where they are, because we need powerhouse states, red states like Florida, with their economic prowess, to offset the blue ridiculous places like New York State or whatever. And, you know, Mr. DeSantis, when he made the remark, I think he made some remark concerning the Ukraine situation and that it's a regional conflict. And I happen to agree with that. It is a regional conflict. And I don't think that the United States should be so heavily involved in that situation. It was exacerbated by NATO and Ukraine. A lot of things that happened that led up to the Putin invasion. And, you know, for us to be so heavily involved, to me personally, I think it's asinine. And we should leave it alone. And so, you know, DeSantis made similar comments, and a lot of folks don't like that. And I don't think that's a reason why he should be less popular, but there are other reasons why less popular than Trump as well.
He is the leader of a group of governors in 18 states with the anti-ESG movement, which is Biden is pushing right now, the ESG. And that is something that he needs to stay involved at and doing, because he's in the right place to be doing it.
And that's where that's his wheelhouse, being a great governor and being involved in those issues.
All right, well, let's
right there.
Let's go to the phone line and pick up Bagamon. Bob, Hey, Emmett Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Ken. I was wondering, what other Republican candidates besides DeSantis does he think is coming up? And who would Trump possibly choose as a vice president? And, okay, that's it, Captain.
Okay. How about Backgammon Bob? Choose him.
I heard him say, who would Trump
choose as a vice president?
Ooh, that's a good question. Because so many of them are such statists and disagree with Trump on certain issues. That's a very good question. Because I have no idea right now, because he really, this time around, Trump really needs to come to lead and find someone he can truly trust.
It could be a former governor. It could be a former Secretary of State, like Mike Pompeo. I think he would be a no-brainer.
I guess he's one of the best in the lot.
No.
Of the lot, yeah.
And
like I said, it would be really hard.
It could even be Christine Ohm when she finishes her term in, 2 years?
Yeah, but I think she needs to stay there, run again. In South Dakota, they need her there. She's one of the few that he could really trust, I believe. You know, I mean, it's really tight.
Well, let's talk about Janet Yellen for a minute. She's vowed to safeguard the small bank deposits. Boy, that's got me shaking in my boots.
Yeah. I mean, she couldn't save anything. I mean, that woman needs to just go somewhere, you know, follow the sunset to the mountain somewhere and retire. I mean, she is nothing but bad news for the banking industry and for our economy overall. You know, in a speech aimed supposedly at calming nerves rattled by two prominent bank failures this month, it's because of her policies and the policy of the Biden administration that we're in this fix. Or broken status right now as far as the banking industry and our economy.
Right, right.
And to say that she's going to stabilize things, run for the hills, folks.
Well, let's say Putin and Xi vowing strategic cooperation in the talks going on in the Kremlin.
Yeah, you know something, Captain, you know this and as well as I do, or probably better than I do, that it's because of the Biden administration that they're chums now.
That's right.
My goodness. This is just because of U.S. Failures here.
You're right.
That they're together, and now they are becoming a very strong strategic alliance, which will be posed very bad for the United States in the upcoming years.
Okay, well, enjoy your week. I'll talk to you on Saturday.
All right, take care. Bye.
All right, Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook. Go over there to theronedwards.com and check it out. Find out all the different things that he has that he does. And in the meantime, we'll be back with more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. An intensifying storm associated with a strong atmospheric river hit central to Southern California with heavy rains, damaging winds, and heavy mountain snowfall yesterday. Data from the National Weather Service Bay Area office indicates it's the strongest storm on record there in March. The barometric pressure was much lower than had been recorded previously in the Bay Area for this month. A federal court hearing is set for today for the man who assaulted Paul Pelosi.
David DePapp faces charges of attempted murder, attempted kidnapping of a federal officer or employee, and assault on the immediate family member of a federal official. Former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, suffered a fractured skull and serious injuries to his hands and arm in the attack back in October. DePapp has already entered a plea of not guilty. I'm Skip Kelly.
Today is National Goof Off Day, so have a little bit of fun. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Remember, Moss Nissan has got all those dealers, Crystal River, Newport Richey, that's where the flagship store is, at 1954, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And they've also got the brand-new Nissan dealership there in Brooksville on State Route 50, just before the toll road, right there on the south side of the street, about 150 feet in on the right side. Can't miss it. Now, check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to open the door to some great savings there, too. All right, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Patrick.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning to everybody out there in radio land across the U.S. of A. Well, a couple sad news things. The USA lost to Japan in the World Baseball Classic yesterday, 3-2, Captain.
Yep.
And, I was looking for them to win and represent. But, Japan beat them. Very interesting, series, situation in the game. Ohtani, the Los Angeles Angels great pitcher and great hitter, faced Mike Trout, in this last 10 years, the greatest all-around baseball player, over this decade. And they faced each other, against each other. Then they'll be teammates for 162 games this year. And he struck them out. So it was interesting to see that happen. So And then another sad news, Captain, Hall of Famer, Knicks legend Willis Reed dies at 80, man. Boy, he did it all, didn't you, Captain? I'll never forget Game 7 with a twisted ankle. He did what he had to do to make it happen and win the game for him.
And, yeah, I know he did, and I know he was well-revered in New York, and he was just one hell of a basketball player. Old school all the way, and he was just as good as he comes.
Yep. You know, I mean, he would go up against him. He'd let him get everything he had. That's all you could ask. When it comes to sport.
Yep.
In some football news, some things going down. Eckler for the L.A. Chargers is looking to get a long-term deal. Great running back and a great wide receiver out of the backfield in the running back slot. So he's looking for a good deal. For the fantasy football guys out there, they know what I'm talking about. He's one of your top five players when it comes to fantasy points. And the guy comes through, and he comes through for his team and catches and runs. So he's your new type of running back. So that's pretty exciting. The Colts haven't ruled out going after Lamar Jackson, Captain, the great QB from the Baltimore Ravens. So we'll see, you know, where, if he's going to stay in Baltimore, if he's going to go elsewhere. You know, we're all anticipating Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets. You know, we'll see, get finalized, see what happens.
Right.
But a lot of people are saying, Captain, that Baker Mayfield coming to the Bucs was a great move for the Bucs.
It could be. It depends on him.
Yes, it does. We're going to see if he is going to, you know, given everything he has, and be able to work with this group and make it happen. You know, the new offensive coordinator, I think those two might be able to gel real well together. So we'll see. It could still going to be, I think, a replacement year for the Bucs. But if they can go 6-11, 7-9, and just show that they're coming back, I think that'll be huge. But to expect the playoffs with that division getting better, I don't think it's realistic. But crazier things have happened, so we shall see. Linebacker Hightower, Captain, for the Patriots, he has announced his retirement. He's a great linebacker for New England. He did a great job for them continuously. Now, also, the tight end, edge wide receiver, okay, he's a good. He didn't feel like he got a fair shake by the Jaguars in free agency, so that's kind of interesting. But sometimes it's not good to stay within your division, or they didn't feel you played against them well. It's funny how that can work out for you and not get pursued. So, interesting news in college basketball. We'll talk about the Sweet 16 here in a minute.
All right, let me stop you and let's go and get the coach on the line here. Okay, Mr. Coach Bob, what's up?
Okay, how does Patrick think that the Bucs will do with Baker Mayfield? Is he as good as anywhere near as good as Brady? I don't think he is going to be as good as, but I mean, will he be able to pull the Bucs up? And the second question is, which is a little bit of an oddball question, is are there professional pickleball leagues, and is there going to be any coverage on TV? All right, that's it.
Professional pickleball leagues.
Well, Captain, it's a new, exciting sport, and there is professional pickleball all over the country, and there's on ESPN at times. And it's a hybrid, Captain, of tennis, racquetball, and ping pong played outdoors on half the size of a tennis court, and you kind of start it like ping pong, and then you try to finish it off, you know, pounding the ball. So it's an interesting game. A lot of people like it. So it's fun, exciting. It's the ball's a decent size. You have a decent paddle to hit the ball with. So it's a game you can have fun with immediately, not like golf or tennis, where you have to work on it or you're going to feel like a fool out there. So that's the beauty of the sport and where it's taking on big time. So, yeah, good old pickleball. It's become very popular, Captain. Uh-huh. Now, Baker Mayfield, yeah, like we were talking about a minute ago, you know, can he, you know, make the Bucs, you know, hang in there? Yeah, I mean, I think he can. It's going to come down to the defense and the coaching staff and the plays they're going to run. A lot of personnel's left over the last couple of years. That's why they call it the NFL, not for long. So that's part of the reason for that. Coach Anderson, captain, is leaving FDU, the 16th seed he won, Farley Dickinson University. He's leaving. He's going to replace Rick Pitino at Iona because Pitino's leaving. So, interesting move there. Interesting move. That was exciting for a 16 seed to win. You know, it happened about 5 years ago. The first time ever a 16 seed beat a one seed. Now it happened again 5 years later. We'll see how many years it takes again for the 16 seed to beat the one. It was 40 years before it happened.
It'll be a while.
5 years. Yeah, probably so, but, it's interesting on how that all plays out. Well, tomorrow night, Captain, they will have, the tournament going on. Again, Sweet 16. We'll see a couple games Thursday, a couple games Friday, a couple games Saturday, a couple games Sunday. And, we'll see what transpired. And then the following weekend, that Saturday, we'll have, two games. And the two winners obviously play the following Monday night, April 3rd, for all the marbles to be here. NCAA college champions. So, March Madness has been madness, to say the least, Captain. A lot of upsets, a lot of games closer than people thought. So it's been an excellent tournament for the fan. And for the kids, too.
I think Jeff in Sarasota is going to become a pickleball player.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with it. It's good exercise. It's fun to get out there in the fresh air and just hit the ball around and have some fun. So I'm more of a tennis guy still, but I've looked at the game. It's fun. It's exciting. A lot of people are getting into it, and it's been very recreational. Anything to get anybody off the couch is a good thing, Captain. That's how I feel about it. And you know what? What I can share with people is get off the couch, get out of being discontent, meet me for a cup of coffee. Let me go over all your insurances. Okay, let's see if you're getting the best bang for your buck. If you are, great. If you're not, let's change some things. Put some money in your pocket. I do it every day. I mean, out of 10 people, Captain, 8 out of 10 people, I save money and give them a better program. Okay, 2 out of 10, they're fine where they are. And I tell them that. And then we reevaluate the following year. Or they say, Patrick, I need you to talk to my friend. He doesn't have anything. Or he needs your help because what he has, I know he's paying more than I am. So share with him and help him out and get him what I have. So there's just so many things to do out there, Captain, to help out your fellow man. Do a random act of kindness today. Do a good deed for your fellow man. That's what it's all about. And when it comes to business, you can do the ethical and right thing and still make money and help people out. So God bless you. Have a wonderful week. And give me a call, 813-966-1052. God bless,
Cap. All righty. Talk to you on Friday. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Professional pickleball player Jeff will be chiming in, I'm sure. All right. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, well, what's on my mind right now is to tell you about Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. They bring you the last part of the program here, the last segment. And, of course, you'll be hearing from Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, in just 1 second. But Brandon, of course, knows where this place is. He does some business. And you've always got to have a place where you can get something good for the inside of the house, blinds and decor. And there's nobody any better at this than Dominic's. Nobody. Now, they offer a large selection of Hunter Douglas dealer material. Blinds, shades, and shutters. And they also happen to offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the local area only. Now, stop by and see the gang down there in the store at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, or give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or stop by the store and tell them what you want. And by the way, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchases there at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Remember that, too, because they are all about our community and those that keep all of us free and safe. Okay. We go to the phone line, and let's see here. Brandon Rhymes should be right there. Is that you?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Yes, Brandon. Sir. Mr. Brandon. You know, business is looking pretty good in the housing business all of a sudden. Down here in Florida, we're hearing that the sales have gone up, not down, up. And the prices are starting to go up a little bit on the homes, which is not a bad deal for the people that want to sell them and buy them and whatnot. But at least there is some availability now.
Yeah, yeah, you still have low inventory, but there is less competition. So you have low inventory, especially in Florida, as you mentioned, and it's a great market. It's a great market still, and people love the Florida sunshine and the absence of the state income tax here in the state. We can help people nationwide. Also, I know you've got a large national audience, so we're with Keller Williams Realty, and we can help folks nationwide, worldwide for that matter. Actually, we just opened up in Germany. But, yeah, we've got Keller Williams Worldwide Network where we can help people. And, yeah, and the market is still pretty strong. It's still a strong market, and the Federal Reserve raising rates will continue to kind of dampen that outlook, depending on how high they take that federal funds rate. And in my opinion, they should stop and just let it pause and let it see what happens with the already very aggressive raising of the interest rates over the last several months. So that's my two cents.
Well, okay, and we've got Maria in Germany, who probably just heard what you said. She's going, "They're what? They're over here? They're over here? Who are they? They're over here? Where do I go?"
Yeah, that's right. Keller Williams Realty, it's the number one real estate company on the planet, and we've got great agents across the world, so we can definitely help buying, selling, or investing in any state and most areas across the globe. We can also help with getting real estate license. We have a program where we can, if anybody out there wants to, expand their income potential and maybe have a side hustle or a side gig, we have a program called K-Score, powered by Kaplan, where Keller Williams, we will give you a free, you can take the real estate licensing courses for free online. And then you would just have to get licensed, according to state rules and get your fingerprints done. But there's a lot of cool things that we do at Keller Williams Realty.
Okay. And I'll take your word for that one. I know, not being a real estate agent, there's a lot of weird hours because you're out at all hours of the day and night, right?
Yeah, well, there's a couple different ways to look at it. You can be the employer or the employee. And what I mean by that is if you do set up your model, your business like I do, I'm considered more of an employer because I have a lot of listings. I've got over 60 current listings. So by having a lot of listings, controlling inventory, you don't have to work those crazy hours, nights, and weekends as much. Now, if you're newer in the business, you probably will be starting off as more of a buyer's agent. And then, of course, on that side, you will be working nights and weekends because that's when the buyers want to be active, when they're out of work and when they have free time on the nights or weekends. So there's a couple different ways to look at that. But, yeah, you want to get on the listing side of the business. And, the training, education, support is something that we are very strong at. And that's something that we can help you with. I also teach classes on how to the class is called Win with Sellers, how to win with sellers. So I teach that class. I'm very passionate about that.
Okay. Are people and what does that do? Is that giving their license right off the bat?
Well, that's going to be somebody that for people that are, already licensed, looking to try to get more listings. But we do have that K-Score program, which is an online class where you can get licensed and you can either, get into real estate full time or maybe part time. Or some people just do it as a referral arrangement where, let's say, a friend or family member, or you've got a large sphere of influence, maybe at church or maybe at the Legion or different clubs. What they'll do at that point is then they will simply just refer the name of the buyer, seller, or investor over, and then simply sit back and collect a 25% referral fee on whatever amount of volume of real estate is closed. So there's a couple different ways that we're seeing people take advantage of the Keller Williams K-Score program, that free online class to get their real estate licensing.
Okay, so where should we send them so they can do that?
Yeah, to get in contact with us, I would go to consumerqb.com. That's my radio talk show here in Tampa Bay on Captain Matt's flagship station on 860. It's Consumer QB Show, so it's consumerqb.com.
Well, very good. Okay, so we look forward to talking to you again next week. And in the meantime, stay low and stay warm.
All right, buddy. Will do. Hey, God bless you. Keep up the good work. Appreciate you.
Amen, brother. Okay, that's Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. And, of course, consumerqb.com is his website. He does a lot for the community, and those are the kind of people that you really want to work with and help all that you can. All right. Well, let me get over here and grab my cart, yeah, because I gotta get ready to play something because we have a special thing that we do here. So let me see. Where is this? Oh, there it is. Okay. Get ready, folks. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. It's going to start. Get ready. Hold on. Here it comes. So get this started in a second. Can't wait. Can't wait. And he can't either. Here we go. I think. Well, we're going to have to wait.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me try something here, okay? First of all, and let me tell Cal Thomas, no, I don't wish Donald Trump would go away. We should go away, okay? Donald Trump won in 2020. What you should be saying in your 60-second blurb is Donald Trump won in 2020. Donald Trump was great in 2016, and Donald Trump and everybody else should get off the stage. That's what you should be saying. DeSantis, sit down. Pence, sit down. Everybody else, sit down, okay? Donald Trump, it's his turn. He won, and he's great. Let me tell these fake allegations. The person you should be arrested is Kemp in Georgia for letting all these fake ballots come in. Okay? Bragg over in New York, you're George Soros paid and bought for attorney general. You're as corrupt as Cuomo, who let those people die in COVID. Okay? That's how corrupt you are. You should be arrested. The DC 6 should be arrested, okay? And what's the other? Oh, Donald Trump is a trillion times better than Joe Biden. So don't tell me, and let me say Carl Jackson, I like you too, but don't tell me that it's good to see who's going to win. It's good for the Republicans. So Joe Biden should be in freaking jail, okay? So don't tell. Joe Biden sold America out for China, so him and the big guy and everybody else could get paid on the Democrat Party. So you better toughen up and wake up. And if you're not in the Trump camp, you're a Judas too. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our Lord and Savior. And stand up for our cops. Peace.
All righty, it's Todd in Tampa. And he kind of told us the way it was. That's always interesting because we get another viewpoint in here. And I don't hear anybody telling me that they fervently disagree with anything he's saying. So there you go. And he knows the rules, so as long as he keeps it cool and doesn't get into any profanity, which at one time we had a problem with that, we're fine. All right, I'll be back tonight on the radio.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.